brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are simulcasting the second half of the syndicated radio transmission, as we do every day, live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here from our radio/TV studios. And yes, for viewers, you saw that right. For radio listeners, you go to RushLimbaugh.com, of all places. Top story on RushLimbaugh.com, Prison Planet. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. And when you click on it, which we'll do live on air, when you click on it, it takes you to an article written by Paul Joseph Watson today. Now, Limbaugh's talked about us quite a few times, generally in a negative light. We were criticizing George W. Bush as a New World Order puppet. And he's criticized us for believing there's a world government being set up. But Limbaugh's got a problem. Now, the New York Times, the Associated Press, Financial Times, Reuters, Wall Street Journal, they're all announcing a private world government is being set up, and they're going to fund the world government with carbon taxes. Well, Limbaugh is right, and then he's against carbon taxes. And so thank you, Rush Limbaugh. Thank you for linking to the article. It's a very strange feeling to start getting calls at about noon today from listeners that happen to hear Rush Limbaugh for large parts of the first hour of his show read the article by Paul Joseph Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. And that article, of course, is up at PrisonPlanet.com. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop, photoshopping in photographs of more hurricanes. And in fact, click on the article from PrisonPlanet.com. We can scroll down and show people the photoshopped photos. And Gore, of course, used fake graphs showing that after carbon dioxide is released in higher levels, that then the Earth warms. He actually flipped the graphs. When the official graphs came out in the months after his film, The Inconvenient Truth, it was pointed out that they had doctored the graphs. All the major universities, all the major governments, it was a fraud. When the Earth gets warmer, it releases more carbon dioxide out of the ocean, out of the ice pack. There's more life, more plant life, more plankton, more photoplankton. They release more oxygen, more carbon dioxide, that are the two life-giving gases. Plants operate off carbon dioxide. It's not a poison, as Barack Obama and the UN have said. That's a lie. Believe me, plants do breathe it. Plants do exist, not a conspiracy theory. And Ban Ki-moon exists, the Secretary General of the UN, calling for world government 2 weeks ago in the New York Times in an editorial published in papers all over the country and all over the world, but in the New York Times mainly, biggest paper in the world, and saying the carbon tax will fund the world government. The carbon tax will fund the world government. So Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and many others are now being forced. Hannity still won't do it. He says none of it exists. He says he wants to have microchips put in all children. I have that clip in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. He says all militias should be arrested. I mean, Hannity is really a piece of work. And he's really discrediting himself, not covering the real issues, and still running around denying that all of this is happening. But very, very strange to have Rush Limbaugh linked to, as his top story, and punch that back up for people, his top story, and his top story on the radio today to 20-plus million listeners, was Prison Planet. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. So no doubt that our stories go viral every day, but this will go mega viral. Not only is it on his highly rated website, but it's on his number one rated radio show. I don't think we're out of the woods yet, though. I know we're not, because Senator Inhofe is declaring victory, saying that there has been a defeat of the climate bill crowd when it's about to go to the full Senate. And it doesn't matter because the states like California are implementing the carbon taxes regardless. And the bureaucracies federally are implementing them regardless of whether Congress passes it or not. We'll be right back after this quick break right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Each day, one in four Americans visits a fast food restaurant. 60% of all Americans are either overweight or obese. Fast food can bring fast lives to a screeching halt. Fast food is toxic food. One of the benefits of colon cleansing is to detoxify from fast food. Since 1985, thousands of Americans have chosen MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse. MediCleanse is a high-fiber colon cleansing product made from a carefully balanced combination of pure and natural ingredients, ground flaxseed, whole psyllium husks, and food-grade bentonite clay. MediCleanse is safe and gentle enough to be used daily. Learn more at MediCleanse.com or call us with your colon cleansing questions at 1-800-317-9547. Detoxify from fast food, pesticides, and heavy metals with MediCleanse. A one-month supply is only $23.95 plus shipping and handling and comes with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Order now at MetaCleanse.com or call toll-free 1-800-317-9547. MediCleanse for radiant health.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he wrote the definitive unauthorized biography on George Herbert Walker Bush. He's a doctorate of history, a doctorate in economics, and he's also a best-selling author of several books on Barack H. Obama. And I was tarply heard me talking about Rush Limbaugh's top story on the radio, top story at rushlimbaugh.com, being the PrisonPlanet.com article, Why Hurricanes, With Hurricanes at 30-Year Low, Gore Turns to Photoshop. The king of cap and trade simply airbrushes them into his new book to create a more scary earth. Now, Tarpley, to give you an idea how big Limbaugh is, Tarpley was listening to Limbaugh. He heard some of it today. Reportedly, this went on for a long time. So he can tell us about that, and it's an interesting history lesson in why Limbaugh's doing this. I asked Tarpley why he thought Limbaugh was doing it. It concurred exactly with what I was about to tell Tarpley, but I wanted to see what he thought about political coloration. Kind of like a hermit crab will pick up some, different types of coral and actually plant it on its shell as camouflage. Then we're going to get into the dollar, the crash that Tarpley's been predicting for over a decade. By the way, we sell his book about the coming cataclysm. That's excellent, definitive. Then we're going to get into the latest geopolitical warmongering going on with us today. Then Alan Combs coming up for a little bit of a discussion and lively debate next hour. So stay with us today. Webster, you got the floor. Let's get into the Limbaugh situation first.
Well, Rush Limbaugh is an, I would call him an agent of the Mount Pelerin Society. and specifically of one of the attendees of the Madison Society, and that was William F. Buckley, Jr., the right-wing CIA. And if you remember, when William F. Buckley, the National Review guy, died, Limbaugh was in mourning for several weeks, and he went into great detail about how Mr. Buckley made me what I am today, and he introduced me to Henry Kissinger, and he made me great, and so forth. So this is obviously a very dubious character. Now, the problem that Limbaugh faces, if you've had the recent Tea Party march on September 12th, and then the slightly smaller one that took place recently, Limbaugh is concerned to keep that within the Republican Party. A lot of people were calling Limbaugh and Hannity, for that matter, and saying, we want a third party. We're sick of both parties. The Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. A plague on both your houses. Let's build towards a third party. And you could hear Limbaugh scrambling, saying, no, no, no. That's just another recipe to make the Democrats stronger. So what he's got
to
do...
So is Hannity. Hannity's saying the same thing every day on his TV show. Stay with the Republicans. So now they have to act like they're us to try to keep their people.
Yes, they've got to radicalize themselves. And, of course, in order to have a more radical and a more coherent analysis, where better to go than to you? And therefore, they bring this up. So he's essentially tacking a little bit in a radical, anti-establishment, anti-globalist direction to get some street creds. Because otherwise, a lot of these Tea Party people listen to him and they say, what? You're for free trade? You're a warmonger? You're supporting the Republicans? You were a lapdog for Bush? You discovered deficits with Obama, but back in the day of Bush, it was Cheney telling us that deficits don't matter, that Reagan had proved that deficits don't matter. So I think it's that. It's a purely opportunistic, demagogic thing, but it's also a tribute to the fact that your influence is growing.
Webster, the dollar is plunging, as you predicted. I was eating when you were talking. I'm here on TV with a mouthful of food. Take me off there, guys. Webster, you were predicting this a very long time ago. Now the dollar has plunged to record lows. Gold is exploding and soaring to new highs. Will you explain to people what's happening and what this is going to do to them if we don't reverse the tide and take control of this political system?
Well, we just had Secretary Geithner, right? Tiny Tim was testifying in the Congress today. And what, of course, he has done, along with Summers and Volcker and Bernanke, is that they've kept the U.S. interest rates at zero. You can borrow if you're a bank, not a person like us. But if you're a bank, you can borrow at 0% from the Federal Reserve. And what they've done with that is create something called the dollar carry trade. You borrow at 0% from the Fed, and then you take that to some extremely risky speculative market, be it in Poland or Ukraine or Turkey or Indonesia, wherever it is, whatever emerging market is the hottest. You take it there and you speculate like mad. But every time you do that, that puts a downward pressure on the dollar because somebody's borrowing dollars and then selling them to get this other currency. So the dollar goes down, down, down. Now, there are other factors working, right? The fact that they've put out this $24 trillion bailout from the Treasury, the Fed, and the FDIC, that's also playing a role. So we've now reached a very dangerous point. There are two things that could happen. One would be a dollar panic out there in the world, that is, coming out of Kuala Lumpur or someplace in Africa or someplace in Latin America. Somebody decides that they're a little bit heavy on dollars and they want to lighten up, and that leads to some kind of a panic, or a military event could lead to a panic, or if Obama catches the flu, that could lead to a panic. It has done so in the not-so-distant past. So that's one way. You could get a kind of panic coming out of the world. The other thing is there are treasury auctions. Next week there's going to be $118 billion of 5- and 7-year treasury paper put on the market. Now, what happens if people don't buy those, if there are not bids enough for all of it, or above all, if the interest rate jumps way up and that turns out to be a disaster? Now, that's not hypothetical. That happened to the British back in March of this year. The British had a gilt auction, GILT, right, the British Treasury paper, and they couldn't sell all of it. And people said at that point, well, does this mean that Great Britain is bankrupt? So the obvious way to get out of this would be to raise the interest rates, which Bernanke could do. But if he raises the interest rates to attract hot money back into the dollar,
In fact, he was under pressure, as you know, at a conference on Monday. And in a speech, he said, look, I'm not worried about the dollar dropping. I'm worried about interest rates, and I'm going to keep them low. They're doing that so they can continue the speculative carry trade, aren't they?
Yes, but of course, he does have to worry about the dollar, and he really does, right? He's talking through his hat, as these characters always do. They're very concerned about the dollar, and they know that if the dollar keeps going, we might get into one of these irreversible mudslides where it just starts going down, and then there's nothing they can do to get out of it. In other words, a worldwide dollar panic, and that would lead then to hyperinflation.
Boil it down in layman's terms. Well, we know the leadership we have. We know they're not going to listen to your solutions. So what is going to unfold, Webster?
Well, in terms of the hyperinflation, if the dollar goes down 20 or 30%, then remember, everything in this country is imported. This is a deindustrialized rubble field of a post-industrial society that we have here. So everything is imported, and if the dollar goes down, that means the prices on all those imports go up. So that gets you into the realm of hyperinflation. Now, here's what I think they're going to try to do. The one way to get out of that bind, right, in other words, it's either going to be a 0% rate and the dollar goes down, 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 or raise the interest rates and you collapse the stock market and you get a panic in a different way. The only way out of that is some kind of outside event. Now, remember, 1973-74, we had a fake oil crisis, which was designed to soak up the dollars in the world and stabilize the dollar. That was done by Kissinger with the Six-Day War. Later on in 79, when Brzezinski brought down the Shah and installed Khomeini, we had another oil crisis. So 73, 74, 79, I think that's somehow the model for what might occur right now. In other words, you look
wasn't
at
the oil run-up, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but wasn't the oil run-up of a year and a half, 2 years ago, engineered as well to soak up dollars?
Yes, and that, but of course that was the speculative activity of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. In other words, that's the London ICE exchange, and they're trying to do that again, and the price of oil is indeed creeping up, maybe not today, but pretty much continuously.
Okay, so finish the point I interrupted.
The thing now is, Wall Street believes that if some shocking, spectacular event, right, a false flag, a Gulf of Tonkin, a war in some strategically critical area, or some kind of big scare, many types of things would do. They think that there's the flight to safe haven, the flight to safety, and they believe still that if the world seems to be descending into chaos, hot money will fly to New York, and that would then prop up the dollar in some at least short to medium term way. And therefore, you have to look at what that might be. Now, I was on Russia Today yesterday, and they're asking me about this bomb in Peshawar, Pakistan, a couple of weeks ago, where the Taliban, the Pakistani Taliban, are saying that they didn't do this, and that this was done by the U.S., the CIA, and specifically Blackwater. And we had a couple of weeks also, we had this Balochistan bomb where the Iranians said that the CIA did that one, too. So you look at Pakistan. Pakistan is now pretty much in a full-scale civil war. The Pakistani army has been winning in South Waziristan, but I don't know if they're winning everywhere. And generally, the level of fighting is increasing. And you've got to remember that the Taliban in Pakistan are a pure proxy of the U.S. They're run pretty much by the CIA, or they're directed and used. They're an asset of the CIA. So we have a funny situation in Pakistan. The Chinese are supporting the central government in Islamabad, and the U.S. is supporting any force that wants to wage civil war against the Pakistani government. Now, suppose the Taliban do what these neocons have been talking about for so many years. They get their hands on some of those Pakistani nukes, whether they can use them or not. That might be the kind of great fear, the shock out in the world that would do it. Another possibility, there's a civil war going on in Yemen. And in this civil war, the Iranians are on one side and the Saudis are on the other side. The Iranians are backing a rebel group and the Saudis, I guess, are backing the government of Yemen, whatever that is. And there have been clashes. There have been also incidents on the water in the Persian Gulf, Arabian Gulf, where the Saudis and the Iranians have clashed. Suppose you had military tension or a military clash between Iran and Saudi Arabia. That's big stuff, because that's your oil. That would pump hot money back to New York.
Stay there. And we know Saudi Arabia is a client state of the U.S., England, and Israel. We'll look at that geopolitical potential and a lot more with Webster Tarpley as we chart the future I'm Alex Jones. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back live. Webster Tarpley with us in this segment and the next. Then I'm going to play a whole bunch of audio clips from listeners from the new comment line, 512-646-4444, and try to quickly answer your questions or make my own statement or comment on your comments. That is coming up. And then Alan Combs. I haven't even gotten into a bunch of the news today. We've had so many informative guests. Okay, short segment, Webster. We know that Saudi Arabia has been funding the U.S. and asking the U.S. for a long time to attack Iran. Why is Saudi Arabia after Iran? Just because they want to be the dominant force in the region and Saudi Arabia wants to be the dominant force? Why is there this longstanding? Is it because one is a separate group of Islam, the majority group based out of Iran, and we've got based out of Saudi Arabia, and we have the Shiites out of Iran? I mean, is that why this is happening?
Yes, it's partly religious, right? It's partly Iranian Shiites versus the Wahhabites of Saudi Arabia. But remember also, when you had that long Iran-Iraq war, right, that the U.S. had provoked, there was this thing called the Gulf Cooperation Council, which was Saudi Arabia and all the little Gulf Emirates, which had been British puppet states, and they were supporting Iraq against Iran. So there's quite a bit of bad blood. And naturally, the Saudis feel that Yemen is on their side of the Gulf, right? And therefore, they should be the preponderant power. But the Iranians are interested in meddling. Now, this probably...
Let me just ask you real quick. Hold on. What is the real relationship? Is Saudi Arabia still a purely puppet state of Anglo-American oil, of the Anglo-American slash Dutch interest? Or is it now, because you talked about that Russia trip, that there may be some shifting?
Yeah, there's this question of Prince Bandar. What happened to Prince Bandar? Where is he? This is Bandar Bush. For a long time, he was considered to be the chief of the pro-U.S. party. This is the guy that spent 9/11 afternoon and evening with Bush in the White House. But we had in August reports that Prince Bandar, now the head of the National Security Council, had attempted a coup d'etat in terms of at least the royal succession and had been placed under house arrest. And then we went back and looked at what had Prince Bandar been doing lately, and it was meetings with Putin, trips to Russia, cooperation with Russia, and that all of that necessarily means is that Saudi Arabia wants to be balanced, not a complete puppet state and client state of the U.S., not locked in the deadly grip of Wall Street, but that they'd like to have other options. Of course, that's what the Wall Street characters cannot accept. So I think the internal situation of Saudi Arabia is worth looking at. Here's the other thing. The Hajj, right, the great Muslim pilgrimage, is coming now at the end of this month. It's basically within the next 7 to 10 days you'll have the people going to Mecca and possibly Medina and then leaving. Now, remember, 30 years ago, when Zbigniew Brzezinski was in the National Security Council, we had a fanatical group, an armed group of about 100 fighters, take control of the Kaaba, right, the central holy site of Islam, and start shooting. And there was an armed confrontation that went on for the best part of a week or two. And that's what you've got to think about. What kind of an event like that? If you had a repetition of that November 1979 attack on Mecca, that I think would tend to shock the world, and people would wonder about the stability of Saudi Arabia, and a whole lot of dollars would flee back to New York under this safe haven. I call this Operation Safe Haven, and I'm wondering if this is the card that Wall Street wants to play. You could also have a coup d'etat in Saudi Arabia, and this could be sponsored by the U.S. Remember, in the Carter administration, Brzezinski was the mastermind of the ouster of the Shah and bringing in Khomeini. Now, what if that happens to the Saudis? I think some of the Saudis realize they may be candidates for that, and therefore they may be thinking, let's try to get the Russians in here or the Chinese or somebody else so that we have somebody to turn to if the Obama administration tries to foment a coup in this way. Now, some of this is speculation, but maybe not so much. If there was a coup attempt in August, there might be another one soon.
But bottom line, the establishment needs global crises. They need to stage events. Could that be staged terror here in the United States? Could it be staged terror in Europe? Could it be a new war with Russia like we saw with 888? I mean, are there other things you see on the horizon?
The doctrine currently, and this is what Brzezinski says, is the U.S. cannot become directly militarily engaged anywhere.
So they want to use puppet kamikazes.
It's enough. You got to play the other countries one against the other. That's why this idea of a conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran over Yemen is such an attractive idea for these people. We've also got to remember Obama is going to escalate the Afghan war very soon. I want to remind people about that interesting anti-war demonstration in Lafayette Park at the White House, Saturday, December 12th at 11 a.m. If you're near Washington, stop by and protest.
All right,
that.
Stay there, Webster. I want to come back, finish up with that, get more into the economy with you, and I've got some other important areas. I want to talk about cap and trade with Webster.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
By the way, a program note here. We have watched all the entries, even a few of the entries we haven't posted yet. Charlie Sheen, in the last month, as they began coming in, watches them every day. Talked to Charlie at length last night. We are down to two or three winners for 20 Minutes with the President. Spell it out, 20MinutesWithThePresident.com. And we've got master lists posted at 20MinutesWithThePresident.com and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've narrowed down some of the finalists, but those still may not be the winners, but they're up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to spend several hours tonight on the phone with Charlie Sheen. He's judging, but he wants me to sit there with him and watch him at the same time with him. We'll be like trying to click at the exact same moments we can be. He'll be in his theater, his big theater in his house with YouTube up on the screen watching him, and I'll be at home with a French bulldog running around biting my ankles and the children running around like heathen. But they're great. But we're going to be trying to pick the winner tonight, but we'll announce it next Tuesday. Charlie Sheen, 12 noon, next Tuesday, second hour of the show. And we'll be breaking it all down and having the winner on. But when we pick the winner in the next few days, be ready for us to email you or contact your channel, so we can have you on with Charlie. There's going to be first place $14,000, Second place, 1,000. Third place, 500. And Charlie's paying the $14,000 winner. I'm paying the second and third place winner. And I think Charlie's just going to pick all three. We said he would pick the first person, but we'll just let Charlie pick them all. But we've narrowed down first place to two different people, and we're just having a lot of trouble choosing them. I independently thought the one he wants to be a winner, I've already thought that was best. But I'm enough of that. Let's get to the really serious issues. But this is serious. I mean, when we have these contests, hundreds and hundreds of videos get made. Some will get hundreds of thousands of views, some tens of thousands, and you reach millions of people. And now they see the 20 key bullet points of 9/11 being an inside job. Okay, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, best-selling author, doctor of history and economics. Webster, finishing up today with the geopolitical developments, if they're not able to carry this new war in the Middle East through, what will they then turn to from your strategic over-the-horizon eagle-eye view? A, B, let's shift gears in closing into cap and trade and your deep research of that.
Well, I think the thing to look at is this wave of Islamophobia that we have. We talked about this last time. We have Major Hassan, the Fort Hood patsy, and more stuff every day about what a patsy he is. Just more details. The concept is he's a patsy. But remember, back in August, we had this guy Zazi. Between Queens and Denver, he wanted to blow up New York. He was this radical mosque in Flushing, Queens. Now we've got the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial, right? This psychotic patsy and faker and his confrere are going to go on trial in New York. We've got the seizure of the so-called Iranian mosques, mosques that are accused of being the property of Bank Melli and the Alavi Foundation of Iran. And there's one right down here in Potomac, Maryland. It's a school. 150 or 200 kids go there, and the feds are seizing it. You've also got the new governor of Virginia, McDonnell. He's a reactionary Republican, and he's owned by this guy, Pat Robertson, the religious leader, if that's what we can call him. And Pat Robertson has been making very incendiary statements that Islam is not a religion. It's a terrible social doctrine, and he takes it quite far. You put all this together, we've got an orchestrated wave of Islamophobia. Now, I don't think this is going in the direction that a neocon would like best. I think it's going to be more of a Brzezinski-type direction. I think Pakistan is likely to be the target, along with Afghanistan. You could say a lot of this orchestration is to push Obama to finally stop dithering and make the commitment to a massive escalation in Afghanistan. But nothing beyond that. No new wars. Those are the Iraq and Afghanistan are all the U.S. Can handle. Now, after that, well, ultimately there will be either a deflationary crash or a hyperinflationary event, and it seems to me that the hyperinflationary one is by far the most likely, given what most governments around the world are doing. So that is more or less what Obama said yesterday, right? He said that we could have a double-dip depression or double-dip recession in his term. So they're basically warning you now that we're no longer in the springtime of green shoots, but now...
And by the way, over 2 years ago, you said that on air. You said we're going to have a big recession going into depression. They're going to have a huge stimulus. Say that everything's fine, and then as soon as they've spent that money, they're going to come back again. You were absolutely right, Webster.
Well, at this point, you have to look at what could the Federal Reserve do for them. The Federal Reserve can't go much below zero, although in theory they could. They could actually pay banks. They could have negative interest rates where they pay banks to take the money and speculate with it. The other thing is, in terms of getting another bailout, and I'm talking TARP, I'm talking the bailout to the Wall Street banks, I don't see how this could be done politically at this time, given the terrible experiences that we've had. So you see there's a lot of pressure on the Federal Reserve. There are two congressmen today demanding that Geithner should quit, two Republicans. A couple of days ago, Congressman DeFazio of Oregon demanded that Geithner should also quit. So I think the finance establishment, the Geithner-Bernanke group, and also with the campaign to audit them, which would be a useful step in itself. All of this is coming around, and the Fed is really under fire. You've also got some guy like Dodd, who's trying to win an election in Connecticut, thinks that he can look good by proposing to strip away a lot of the powers of the Fed. Now, this is a very rotten thing that Dodd is doing, but it shows you that the climate is anti-Wall Street, and I think that's fundamental. We've also got a lot of momentum around the Tobin tax, right? The 1% tax on Wall Street. And that's not the Tobin tax that the French government wants. That's the Tobin tax where the money goes to the U.S. Treasury and the U.S. states, so you can keep your schools and hospitals and police and firemen and basic services going.
Cap and trade. They're having Schwarzenegger announce in an extra legislative fashion. Here's Associated Press today. That power-hungry TVs will be banned from store shelves in California. They're going to put taxes on other ones. They're going to tax medical care. They're going to tax anything with a carbon dioxide footprint. Other states are adopting it through federal regulations that are outside of law. They said health care wouldn't pass the House. It did. They're now saying cap and trade wouldn't pass the House. It did. They're still saying, Dianne Feinstein's still saying, in the next month, by mid-December, they're going to bring it out for a vote. But then Inhofe and others are declaring the death of it. I don't want to quote Mark Twain out of turn here, but rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Right. I mean, they're implementing it through the bureaucracy to begin with. Europe's implementing it. It's already happening. I mean, certainly the momentum is shifting. The fraud's coming out. The polls show that the people aren't bamboozled anymore. Al Gore is being exposed for, you know, doctoring data and all this fraud, but still it's a great danger. But you were saying when I first talked to you today before you went live that you do think it's in trouble. Now the Copenhagen managers are now saying at the UN headquarters, as you know, on Monday that, okay, we may not get it passed this year, kind of like the Lisbon Treaty. Give us the bottom line, Webster, in about 4 minutes on cap and trade.
This is really also another imperative task for all of us, is to torpedo, to stop this Copenhagen conference. This is a monstrosity. There's nothing good about this. This is not like healthcare where there really is a problem and you really ought to do something, but the question is what? In the case of global warming, it's a complete fraud. The best thing is do absolutely nothing. Therefore, we want gridlock. Now, Obama is engaging in secret diplomacy. I have a report that Obama had a secret meeting at the White House with a European diplomat who is prominent in the push for this global carbon dictatorship that they want to impose in Copenhagen. I think it's this guy Bohr, B-O-E-R, is sort of he's the point manager of this entire thing. So secret meetings by Obama. And the idea is that the Democratic leaders who are pushing this, Pelosi and Reid, are despairing that they can get this through the Congress before Copenhagen. Their original scenario was the U.S. would pass a lunatic Malthusian cap-and-trade monstrosity. That would then be taken by Obama in person to Copenhagen, and he would beat the rest of the world over the head with this, saying, we in the U.S. were backward under Bush, but now we're more Malthusian than anybody else, and therefore you have to do the same thing. That is failing, and I think that's what the secret diplomacy with Obama was about. We also have Der Spiegel, right, the great German news magazine of the liberals, and they're saying Obama has fallen short. He's really betrayed his promise to go with a binding cap and trade for the world at Copenhagen. Now, part of this has to do with the fact the Chinese have said no, 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 right, Boucher, and the Indians have said no. There's even a fight between the Indian environmental minister is fighting with these quack scientists in the U.S. about whether the glaciers in the Himalayas are shrinking or not. And the Indian guy says there's not any shrinkage that we can see. But the U.S. quackademics are saying, oh, no, it's a serious shrinkage of the glaciers, and therefore that's global warming. I think if the Indian front and the Chinese front can hold, you've also had this thing where the Africans walked out of the Barcelona preparatory meeting saying, you guys have forgotten about Africa. What they're really angling for, of course, is economic development aid, which they have to mask under the guise of carbon. So the big thing is that the U.S. should not pass any cap-and-trade carbon monstrosity before Copenhagen, and there's a pretty good chance that it will break up. They'll have some kind of an interim accord. And when they say wait till next year, well, next year it's going to look different. I think Obama will continue to subside, let us say, in U.S. public opinion. And Obama's ability to deliver that, I think, is shrinking. So, again,
well, you're right, Webster.
Gridlock.
Yes, that's what the founder said. Gridlock is great, not a bad thing. Like the media says, they want to just ram their dictatorship of this oligarchy through. But looking at that, the White House admits, and the UN admits, and they all put out press releases saying, we're desperate. We've got to get all this done now because our little princeling is crashing and burning. People are finding out he's a fraud. You know, they say it in political speech. And I remember how astutely you pointed out that Obama had 100 to 200 days maximum before the fact that he was the maximum puppet and a betrayer of everything he said he was going to do was exposed. And so, but he seems to be crashing and burning even faster than you or I would have thought. Or is that incorrect?
No, I think it's correct. And I think, remember, as soon as he makes this Afghanistan decision, he's going to lose a whole area of support on his left flank.
Well, that's why he's been dithering and kind of, well, I'll announce 40,000 next week, but I won't really announce it.
Well, that's that December 12th Lafayette Park protest. Here's another one, though. This mammogram question. That group, this U.S. Board that put out this mammogram monstrosity, that is a death board. That's a death panel. Because they say women should not have mammograms until they're 50 and then every other year. That has one name written all over it, Peter Orszag. Peter Orszag, the head of the Office of Management and Budget, has been waging a personal crusade against tests. He hates mammograms, MRIs, CAT scans, nuclear stress tests, PSA. You name the test, Orszag wants to take it away. This is very concrete. And there's a lot of women who are center-left, you might say, in mentality, who now realize that what Obama is really into is a threat to their lives in the name of balancing the budget so we can have bigger and better bailouts for Wall Street through Geithner.
Well, Webster, that's the issue, is that they set up these panels. It's in the bill. The author of the original bill, Daschle, wrote a book saying if you're 60, you don't need eye surgery. I mean, literally saying we're going to ration your care. And then on the other side of their mouth, they try to deny it. And now they want 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine if you don't go get the insurance, they say, and they take money out of your check. I mean, this, and you get a national ID card that you have to show everywhere. So it begins that centralization. Where do you think the health care bill's going? Do you think we're going to be able to stop it?
I recommend gridlock once again. This thing, it's called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Now, it doesn't call itself a death board, but it is a death board. And what they've done, just the announcement they've made, is going to cause deaths. Because the George Washington University Clinic here in town has announced that on the day after that report came out, they had a whole bunch of women canceling their mammogram appointments, saying, well, we don't really need it. We've been assured by these authoritative voices. This means Orszag went to Rahm Emanuel, and then they both went to Secretary Sebelius of HHS, saying, look, we've got to get some action. We've got to cut down these mammograms because mammograms lead to biopsies. And if you've seen the members of this board, there was a woman called Gregory, Dr. Gregory, who was on Anderson Cooper on CNN, and the other woman from the board. Anyway, there are a number of them that have been on television. They're all incompetent, right? They on Anderson Cooper, they had a debate between Dr. Gregory and a guy from Harvard who really knew about the use of mammograms, and she was reduced to stammering silence because this was a rotten political decision designed to save money, again, for Wall Street bailouts by cutting vital services that people really need.
Mammograms are a tremendous success. We've got to leave it there, but overall, they are beginning to stall. The people are learning they're not invincible. And the entire collectivist big government corporate rating system is in trouble. Webster,
absolutely.
All three of your latest books are for sale on InfoWars.com. I suggest people get them. Thank you for spending time
with
us.
Thank you.
There goes Webster Griffin Tarpley. Okay, I want to come back and play some clips from the listener comment line and comment on those in this segment in the first 5 minutes of the next hour. Then we've got Who do we got coming on? It's going to be interesting. We've got Alan Combs coming on. Now, I wanted to briefly tell you about some of the sponsors that made today's radio show absolutely possible. And one of those is SupernaturalSilver.com. People everywhere are discovering the power of silver sol technology. This information should be on all major news outlets, but I don't see anyone covering this. You can find out for yourself why the powers that be are suppressing the groundbreaking technology offered by the patented SupernaturalSilver.com. This product is essentially and is essential for home use as well as emergency preparedness. Arm yourself and your loved ones with Silver Sol technology for the bio threats of today and tomorrow. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com or click on the Immune Support System banner on InfoWars.com. Once again, that's SupernaturalSilver.com, one word. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is Diginet.net audio and video recorders, sunglasses, hidden pins, everything. Great prices, great to protect yourself from Big Brother. Get 10% off the Diginet pins for all my great listeners on their website by typing in the promo code ETF09. That's at Diginet.net, ETF09, Diginet.net. Or when you call 888-344-6681 to ask about all their products, tell them Alex Jones sent you, 888-344-6681.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You've reached the InfoWars comment line. You've got 60 seconds for your question or comment. 60 seconds. And if it's good, we'll put it on air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say, I know a lot of times before you talked about there's no laws, state laws in Texas that you can't bear arms. But I know it's disgusting. It's unconstitutional, but in the Texas state constitution, it does give the state the right, even though it's against the U.S. Constitution, to limit the wearing of arms. And also there is a law against wearing arms in public. I just wanted to let you know about that. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Alex. This is Chris from Houston, Texas, and I'm recently been eyes have been opened. But it really what interests me, and I'm pretty far. I don't know a lot of things, but the Kendrick, they were spraying a lot here yesterday and the day before, just letting them loose. And you haven't covered anything on the chemtrail phenomenon lately, and I was just curious to see if maybe you could have someone come on and talk about the chemtrails or whatnot. And because I've read one of your articles about the chemtrail, the aerosol spraying in the Ukraine, and then 2 days later the plague broke out. So I just hope none of that stuff's going on. I mean, who knows what they're doing up there. I mean, but anyway, I appreciate it, and keep up the great work, and I love your show.
Well, we love you, my friend. Okay, let me answer those two questions. I don't have the state law in front of me, but I know you can have open carry in Texas. It's just the police will come and harass you. And it's open carry in almost every state in the country. There are laws against concealed carry. That's why they give you a permit for concealed carry, because that's the only area they have jurisdiction over. But I don't have it in front of me, but I happen to know. I actually got a book at home, but it's a few years old, the state gun laws in Texas. And the same publisher puts them out for all 50 states. But I guess we could pull up state gun laws, open carry in Texas. But how do you think people all in Texas, the Black Panthers marching in Houston with loaded shotguns, people in Arizona marching around with AR-15s, people in Vermont doing it, people in California doing it. But people should check their laws to be sure first. There were some laws, I know, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, against wearing arms in bars, because that was the old saloon days, worried about drunk people shooting folks. And some towns would pass laws about you got to stow your guns at the sheriff's office when you come into the county or the town. But I believe you're mistaken, sir. I wish you would have quoted the supposed laws for me. But that's something we can look into. It's this ambiguity. I was listening to a radio show this morning about Steven Seagal has some new cop TV show where he's actually a real cop of some town, and they're pulling people over and they're arresting people for guns. And, oh, look, he's got a gun in his car. He's going to jail. You can only do that, in New York City, Chicago, a few others? Either we have these rights or we don't. You know, in Texas, 20 years ago, half the people had guns in their gun racks. You don't see that now. Not because there's a law, but because they will harass you. We have to use our rights or we lose them. That's how Jews were slowly intimidated to not have businesses and not have political organizations and not be able to sell products by Hitler. You know, he first treated them like third-class citizens and then started arresting them. And that's how tyranny works. As for chemtrails, we talk about chemtrails every week. You must have missed it. The White House admits they've got a terraforming/geoengineering program going on. They say it's classified, the details are, but that they are spraying us and manipulating the weather. And that's a whole other issue of them creating weather crises to then offer their political solution, taxing carbon dioxide that plants live off of. So we're going to come back and play a few more clips and comment on those. And then we've got Alan Combs coming up. I certainly look forward to that interview. We'll be right back with the fourth and final hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.